Okay, are we ready? I hit record. Are we? Let's do a quick sound test.
Okay. I got nothing to say. It's wanted to say something about Taco Bell, but
No, I got your audios. All right, let me test mine. Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, Emma Stone, chicken steak and ham bone. All right, I'm ready. Are
right,
you
it's
hungry?
Your turn.
Oh, we both got
I
the
fucked
same
you up, huh?
sensibility. It's okay. Are you hungry, audience? Are you ready to feast your ears to chomp down on some audio delicious morsels of nutritious? Jeez, this is hard. Get ready to feast on a smorgasbord of yummy victuals in the form of audio. That is a good. Gee, just listen. Damn it. Man, this is hard.
Enough about your penis. It seemed like you were having a hard time with
Hey, when in doubt, I'll just turn the Roik sob up. Boy. Welcome to Just Be Cousins. I'm one of the people that does the show, and my name's Jason. The other guy who does this show is named Joe. He's over there. Joe, may the third be with you. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. That's right. Star Wars Day tomorrow.
And
So
there's
maybe
probably
it should have been Star Wars Day today.
Instead of, well, oh yeah, we're going to do food today. No, that's okay. It all works out. We are recording a day early, though. This is May the 3rd. We normally record on Thursdays, but we're recording on Wednesday. Why? Why are we doing that?
I don't know, because we're just unpredictable. We're wild.
So you didn't have a reason? You call me up and you're like, hey man, can we record early? And I said, sure. So you didn't have a reason?
Well, yeah, there's scheduling issues. I was just kidding. I just wanted to sound, you know, spontaneous.
Okay,
but no, there's nothing spontaneous about it. It's just
so you do have a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
It's job stuff, and this is the food episode, so I should maybe reiterate that I am the third best manager.
No. No.
What?
That's not true. You're the best manager. It's just the third best Taco Bell.
That's right. Right. And there's four of them, so I'm working my way to the top.
Yeah.
Our Taco Bell is working its way to the top because I am the best Taco Bell manager in Davenport, Iowa.
You are. You're the best one. And I've met all of them. And Okay, I met them. I was talking to one guy. I was talking to two of them. It was like all three of them, but it was only two were there. But I was talking to all three. And this one guy. Okay, so I was talking to two of them. But what I had to say was for three of them. And when they said, okay, they didn't say it so much as they mime. It wasn't a mime. It's kind of like a dance. When you don't move, but it's dancing, it was like that. But not really, because my eyes were closed. Well, they are open, but I'm not really doing very good today, Joe. I'm hungry.
Were you talking to them at the same time, or?
Well, yes and no. You know when yes means no. It was like that, but backwards. It's hard to. Let's move on. Here, I'm gonna do an experiment here before the rug stop goes off. I'm gonna say something about food that's very, very controversial. And I want you to disagree with me. Even if you agree with me, I want you to disagree with me. And I want you to ejaculate disagreement, disagreements. I want you to just foam disagreements, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready? I'm putting you on the spot, but I think you got this. All right.
All right.
Pineapples on pizza? Not so bad.
No!
So that didn't work. Let's try again.
Not at all.
Let's try again.
One more time.
Okay, we can't stop the Roik Sop. Well, we can, but we shouldn't. This is such a quality podcast. I mean, our last episode was the meta podcast, but I feel like we're being way more meta this time because we are, and when I say we, I mean I, screwing up all over the place. We got audio levels, we got songs, we got clips, we got things, and all we want to do is talk about food. You're the manager of the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa. I've eaten more gas station hot dogs than anybody in the continental United States. We're kind of food experts here, and yet all we can do is muddle through the beginning of this POS podcast here. Let me try again. No, don't play an ad, YouTube, you piece of crap.
Look, I think this is shaping up to be the worst podcast yet. I mean, could it's be. Just nothing works. And you were saying, are you starving? Because honestly, I didn't even eat lunch today.
Yeah.
So my brain doesn't work. It usually doesn't work, but now it's really bad because there's nothing to fuel my brain. It's a good time to talk about food, and we can drool on our keyboards.
Yes.
Fuck you, Joey.
All right, that's a little bit better.
Okay. I see. Now I know how you feel. All right.
You do you?
You've eaten more gas station. Well,
fuck you.
You made it pretty
Joey.
Clear.
Fuck you, Joey.
All right.
Oh, see, you were on beat there for a second.
I was, yeah.
I want to go back to something.
Okay.
You just mentioned, one, you're starving.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm starving, too. I'm going to eat as soon as we're done. I wanted to say, you have eaten more gas station hot dogs than anyone in the continental United States?
Is that That's right. Yep. There's a guy in Alaska, okay. And his wife, actually, by weird coincidence, lives in Hawaii. They have eaten more than I have, but continental, I got this. It's all me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. How you doing health-wise?
Oh, I'm a fat fuck.
If you have that record, I mean, there's got to be something wrong here.
Oh, yeah, something very wrong. Something is very wrong. I wanted to set the Cinco de Mayo mood with the music back here, so let me just do that, and we're gonna move into here. Hey, I guess what? I found out who the lead singer under the singer of that Royksopp song is. Remember we were talking about that last week or 2 weeks ago?
Her name is. I don't know if I've ever seen her, but I hope that she's hot.
She is. She's not Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, Emma Stone hot, but she's that Emma who was on Back to the Future hot. Caroline in the City.
I'll Leah. Take it.
No, wait. Her so name's not Emma. Her name's Leah Thompson. I get my Emmas and my Thompsons. Her name's Annalie Drecker. Annalie Drecker. And she's from Tromsø, Norway. And I am pronouncing that correctly.
Tromsø. Tromsø. Tromsø.
That's Wikipedia backing me up there.
Oh,
Tromsø. And she's from Norway. And speaking of food, I wanted to tell you a story about the best piece of fish I ever had, and it was in Norway. I wanted to tell that story. I don't know if you're wanting to hear my stories tonight, Joe, but we're going to talk about food, and I got stories.
I think you should tell us a story about food. And
okay.
I was wondering, hey, it's the food podcast, and he's fucking talking about Royksopp, and he's talking about Norway, and I almost lost faith in you, and then you tied it back in. So let's hear the fish story from Norway.
Well, it just goes like this. My dad calls me up and he's like, I was turning 21. He's like, do you want to go to London for your birthday? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I got some business over there. I get you a cheap ticket. So we flew to London. And while we're in London, by the way, have you ever been to London, Joe?
I've never been across the pond.
Okay. Well, go, because you know what they do in London? They eat baked beans for breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah.
For breakfast?
For breakfast.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes, a lot. It was the best thing ever. And their bacon is shaped like ham. It's like a big old bacon steak. I had bacon steak and baked beans for breakfast, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that's not even the story. So anyway,
I want to apologize ahead of time because I always thought, hey, if you got nothing in a podcast, maybe you can just do fart. Hey, it's the food episode. I'll do some fart stuff.
Why
guess
not?
What? It's not working out, but I'm not going to give up. So
don't give up.
You bring up beans, and guess what? We've got
it's all right. good in the neighborhood. So while we're in London, my dad said, hey, business needs me to hop over to Norway for a day. Do you want to go? I was like, yeah, that'd be great. So, and I, you know, why not? So trying to think of the timing how it worked. Oh, he flew ahead and then I followed him and, wait, that's not how it worked. Oh, I know what happened. We flew to Amsterdam and
this
then
is the best story I've ever heard.
It's, you know what? This is the food podcast. This is the fuck it podcast. We're going to talk about food, but fuck it. We flew to Amsterdam and had the greasiest piece of chicken I've ever had in my life in a little tiny restaurant in the red light district while this guy tried to sell me a leather jacket with blood on the sleeve and some methamphetamines. And it was awesome. So then Dad's flight...
I thought they sold hookers in the red light district, not... jackets with blood on it and meth.
We were just walking through.
Idea.
Yeah, we were walking through some square and some guy walked up. He goes, American, right? I was like, yeah. And I can't do the accent. But he goes, American, right? I said, yeah. He said, you want grass? I said, no, no. He said, you want coke? I said, no. He said, do you want? And he said something. I think it meant heroin, but I wasn't sure. It was some weird word like schmurga or whatever. And I said, no. He said, you want a leather jacket? And he holds up this leather jacket that's got blood running down one of the sleeves. And I said, no, I'm okay. He said, cool. And he walked off. And I was like, all right. And then we ate the chicken.
He
and then
needs to work on his salesmanship. It's a little shoddy.
A little bit. I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe people go to Amsterdam and like, I'm going to get some grass. I'm going to get some coke. I'm going to get some schmurga. I'm going to get a leather jacket that was obviously stolen from somebody. And I'm going to get a hooker. I don't know. So we...
Oh, okay. You know, I thought that schmurga was just... That is the term in that language for jacket with blood on the sleeve.
No, I think he meant heroin.
Like, oh, it's, would you like meth? And you're like, no. Would you like some grass? No. Schmurga? And you're like, I don't know what the fuck that is. And then he produces a jacket with blood on the sleeve. I thought that was what a schmurga is. Maybe they're – I thought they were popular over there.
I don't – maybe. I got the impression that when he said it because he – if I recall, he was progressing up the scale of hardness of drugs. Like he would say grass, and I was like, fucking grass, you pussy. Give me something better. And he's working his way up, and he gets to schmurga. And it could have been any word, Joe. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was – 20 plus years ago. It could have been Flurkin. It could have been Naga. I don't know. I'm just saying schmurga.
Well,
I just...
Well, Flurkin is hot liquid coke squirted up your butt with a turkey baster.
Oh, okay.
I recognize that term.
Okay. Even though you've never been across the pond.
If you know what I mean.
Wee! I should have hit you with a sound effect there. My point is this. After we had dinner, Dad and I, he got on a plane, I got on a different plane because for some reason that's the way tickets worked out. And he told me, when you land in Oslo, just go get a cab, give them this address, they'll take you to the hotel, it's already booked, and then I'll meet you there. So while I'm waiting in the airport to get on my plane, I bought some pornographic magazines, like you do, right? I get on the plane, and I get to Oslo. It's a very short flight. I get off the plane. I need you to picture me. I'm 21 years old. I have hair down to the middle of my back, and I'm wearing a battered green trench coat. My passport or my travel documents say that I've come from the United States through London to Amsterdam, and I'm going to be back in London in all in less than 24 hours. So when this incredibly beautiful woman walked up to me and said something in Norwegian, and I mean... Joe, she was literally the third most beautiful woman I've ever put my physical eyes on. It was, I mean, world class. Because I told you the story about when I met Sporty Spice, right?
You know what? I have heard that story.
Yeah, so she was the...
Maybe we can tell that story again.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell that story
now.
That's
a good one.
So yeah. She's the second most beautiful woman I've ever laid eyes on, and this woman was third. So we're talking, you know, this is high class stuff. She walks up, she says something to me in Norwegian, and I have no idea what she said. And then she whips out this wallet. And you know how in the movies or the TV shows, the cops flip their badges out and they go, I'm a cop or whatever, right? And it's about hand sized. It's palm sized, that shield they show you. No, this thing was fucking enormous. It had to be a foot tall. She whips out this gigantic wallet, huge shield in my face, and in perfect English, better than mine, she says, I'm with customs, come with me. And then she walks away. I could have made a run for it, but no way I'm going to not follow her. She could have said anything. She could have said, I'm going to kill you, follow me. I'm like, well, I have not at this point in my life met the most beautiful woman I'm ever going to meet, or the second one. So you're right now the first. Yes, I'll follow you. So I followed her, and we went to this room. And by the way, she was the only brunette in all of Norway. She was the only one. Just to give
exotic.
You context. Yeah. So she hands me over to some guy named Hans or Klaus or something. He's about 6'12", blonde hair, glasses. Oh, everybody also wears glasses. You know, looks like he's got a swimmer's body. And in barely accented English, he's like, we noticed you not. I can't do the accent, but I'm going to try anyway, because it's the fucking episode. Not going to be here very long. I am going to search your things, and then I'm going to search your body. And he was very polite about it, and he said it in such a way, and I was like, yeah, okay, sure. I mean, why not? Dad's at a meeting or a conference or something. I got nothing else to do. So he passes my my bag with the porn in it to this woman, and she walks off. And then he very calmly says, and now you will be taking off your shirt. So I took off my shirt, and we worked away, and I handed it to him, and he's wearing gloves, and he kind of felt on the shirt, and we started talking about World Cup soccer. He's telling me about, you know, Norway's chances, and I'm talking about America's chances, and he says, and now you will be taking off your pants. So I took off my pants, and we just keep doing this, and at one point he's like,
none of this seems right.
This is 100% true, Joe. I'm not making this story up. And
I think that it's true. It just seems wrong. So continue.
And he goes, and now's the underwear, please. And he says, I will not touch you. Turn around, grab them, and spread. And I did. I'm not joking. I turned around. I bent over. I grabbed my butt cheeks. I spread. He didn't touch, but he didn't immediately say, okay. It was a couple of seconds of him like, I don't know what he was looking for, but he said, okay, you may get dressed now, and welcome to Norway. And he smiled like we were friends. And honestly, I didn't feel like we weren't. Like, if I saw him in the street a couple hours later, I'd be like, hey, Hans, Klaus, whatever your fucking name is, can I get a beer or something?
Yeah, because that was an intimate moment at the very least.
At the very least, yeah. So I get dressed, and the beautiful woman walks back with my bag, and she's got no expression on her face like, you were into some weird-ass porn, kid. Nothing like that. She's very professional about it. And I go out. I get a cab. I go to the hotel. I get to the hotel. I walk in. There's a woman sitting behind the desk. She looks just like Hans Klaus. I mean, she's his twin sister, right? Blonde hair, swimmer's body, glasses. She's sitting down. And as I walk in, she smiles like, you know, it's perfectly normal for greasy, long-haired, 20-year-old trench coat-wearing Americans to come walking into this expensive-ass hotel. And she starts to stand up. And that took like 5 minutes because she's extremely tall. Everybody in Oslo, Joe, is like 6'13". I swear to God. Just a huge, huge woman. And in, again, that slightly accented English, she's like, welcome to the, you know, pay a lot hotel, and here's your room key. We were expecting you. She knows exactly who I am. And so, you know, I go up to the room and pull out my magazines, jerk off. About an hour later, my dad shows up. We go to dinner. We find some basement restaurant in the middle of Oslo. And let me tell you this. We're walking around Oslo, Joe, and everywhere we go, every single radio is playing Aha. All of them.
Wow.
They're playing Take On Me.
I believe that too, but let me say that doesn't sound right to me.
No, it's absolutely true. They're all playing Aha.
That's a little eerie. It's a little eerie.
Well, you'd think that.
I don't know if I want to go to Oslo. Anyway, keep going. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Well, you know who, by an interesting coincidence, do you know who collaborated with Aha back in the day? Do you know who collaborated with Aha back in the day? Roy Sop singer Annalie Drecker.
No fucking.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. So anyway, we find this basement restaurant. We go in there. I order some sort of herb catfish. It's about 2 inches on a side, and it was the most amazing fish I'd ever had in my life. End of story.
Wow. All right. Yeah, the fish part was anticlimactic, but though I do now, I want to go to Oslo again because I would like to have the best catfish that you've ever had. That's really cool. But I could live without being surrounded by 7'1" tall, kind of creepy looking. It's like the Stepford Wives. Everybody's blonde haired and blue eyed, and it's Aha everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And
there's no grass. There's no vegetation. That city is 100% concrete, steel, and wood. And the kids play in little courtyards that are blacktops, and they don't play on grass. And they're all very good at soccer. And yeah, you should go.
Well, there's no grass. There's no grass. But is there any meth or they're flurking? Do they have flurking there?
No, I asked Hans Klaus. I said, "What happens if someone says that you can't search them?" He's like, "They go back." He said that happened last week. This old couple came in and they were randomly picked, and they said no. We said, "See ya." So yeah, there's nothing. There's no grass in Oslo.
There's no grass. Well,
is that the name of a poem? "There's No Grass in Oslo" by Harry Bindlemore. Oh, sunset, you have forsaken me. There's no grass in Oslo. Okay, sorry.
I'm just saying, I don't know what's creepier. The portion of the story when you were, you know, going through customs, or my interpretation of it. Because what you said, the guy said, okay, bend over, grab them. No, bend over, grab them, and spread. And what came to my mind was, bend over, grab your ankles, and then spread your butt cheeks. So in my interpretation, I had to spread my butt cheeks with the muscles of my butt. My image was, I'm grabbing my ankles and just really, really trying to spread my butt cheeks with the muscles of my buttocks. And like, that never works. I don't know if you've ever tried that before, but
based on some of the sounds I'm hearing in the background, Joe, I think you're more than capable.
What are you hearing? It's not what you think.
Oh, it's not? I just assumed you had refried beans for some meal in the recent past because, A, this is the food podcast, and B, it's the week of Cinco de Mayo. So I just assumed. Should we talk about food? That was my stupid story. Do you have a food story? Joe, what's your favorite? If you could only eat one genre of food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be Mexican food.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Mexican dish, your go-to?
I do, and this sounds like little kid food. Like it's like a little kid would order it and then be mad if you didn't have it on the menu. And
yeah.
And now I've been to San Diego before, and that's like the best Mexican food ever. It's hard to find this, my favorite Mexican food, in San Diego. They scoff at it, and that is, can I have a ground beef enchilada, please?
Oh, why is that scoffed at? And why is that little kid food?
Why is that little kid food?
Yeah.
I don't know, because little kids do stuff like, you know, they just like meat and cheese. And I guess maybe the Mexican sauce is like over the top for a lot of little kids. But
yeah,
ground beef might be like something a little kid insists upon is like the ground beef. And in San Diego, they'll just be like, we have shredded beef. So fucking...
let's shred a beef.
And by the way, that's not how people sound in San Diego. It's like, you want ground beef? Sorry, we have shredded beef, so fucking, okay.
Megan, he wants ground beef. Megan, he wants ground beef.
Hey, that's a real accent. Do you know what region that accent is from?
I was doing University of Kansas Sorority Girl. That was my temp.
Really?
Anyway. Yeah.
Damn. I think that was originated in like the San Fernando Valley, which is near LA.
Yeah.
That's Valley Girl.
Oh.
I think, if we're doing it right.
I'm probably not doing it right. But San Fernando Valley, Valley Girl, the 80s, Frank Zappa, Mune Unit Zappa, food. Yeah, I got nothing.
I'm sure that there's some signature dish in San Fernando Valley that we're not going to talk about because I don't know it. I'm sure you don't, and we could Google it right now, and it would go right along with. I mean, we're just doing a really, really shabby job. So let's stop, have dead air for about 10 seconds while
and
look
search
up
that.
San Fernando Valley restaurant.
I think I know what it is. It's probably fried chicken and waffles.
In the San Fernando Valley, I think not. Come
you don't
on.
Think so?
The fuck is that?
Well, maybe it's...
No, chicken and waffles is a southern thing. All right, we've landed on something interesting, maybe. Have you ever had chicken and waffles?
Yes.
It's a controversial subject.
I have, and it's delicious, and it makes me very, very happy. And I have another food story if you want to hear it about chicken and waffles, if you want.
Any story about chicken and waffles is going to probably suck, so let's do it.
I'll try to be quicker with this one. My wife, Allison, and I were in Las Vegas, and there's a breakfast place in one of the casinos in, I think, Bally's or something. And I could look it up, but again, you know, 10 seconds of dead air. But it's famous. Harriet's Hash House, something like that. Anyway, we're in there, and we want to get the chicken and waffles, and so we do. And behind us, in the booth that's behind us, there's this little old black lady, and she's got to be 85, 95 years old. She's 4'2", little tiny thing. And every time the waiters come up to her to, like, bring her food or refill her tea or whatever, she's like, "Oh, thank you, honey. Oh, sugar, that's so sweet. Oh, aren't you the sweetest thing?" I mean, she's just this nice old woman, right? So she's... Dummy and I are eating our chicken and waffles and getting so stuffed that we're going to violently puke on each other. Like in that movie where they puked on each other. It's going to be like that. And meanwhile, I'm listening to this old lady, and she's on her cell phone, and she's talking to somebody. She goes, "Oh, sweetie, no. Oh, no. Honey, child, what? Well, you tell that motherfucker to kiss my ass." And
whoa,
that's when the chicken and waffles flew out of my mouth, hit... hit my wife in the forehead. Best restaurant in all of Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Have you had chicken and waffles? What's your opinion?
I rejected the notion for decades of my life.
What? Really?
And it was a psychological block, and I burst through that psychological obstacle because I'm like, look, it's fried chicken. And then it's a breakfast food that's all sugary and sweet, and those two things are not meant to be eaten together. Huh. They're not meant to be eaten together. That's got to be disgusting. The idea of it just sounds really gross to me. And then one of my friends one day, I gave them that argument, and like this person looked at me like I just like peed in their drink, and they're like, "You fucking idiot! Are you serious?" And I'm like, "What? What? I'm right." And like, "No, you're wrong. Have you ever had orange chicken?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, that's Chinese food." He's like, "It's fucking fried chicken with sweet syrup on it, you jackass."
That's a good point.
And I'm like, "Oh my God, you're right." And so shortly after that, I ordered some chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Of course this is delicious."
Yeah.
And my argument was weak, very weak. I wanted to come up with a better adjective than that, but that's all I got, man. I want to say, I didn't make my cowardly disclaimer. I agonize about whether or not I'm going to produce content for this podcast.
Uh-huh.
This time, no joke, I did not do anything. So we have to... when it comes to my contribution, I just have to rely on
stories about fried chicken and waffles.
Yeah, trying to be interesting, and I've got nothing to like fall back on. I've got nothing to present. I don't even have a delicious dish of cuisine to present. Which,
well,
at least I could do that. It's the food episode.
I got nothing. Your contribution will be to either corroborate what I'm going to say or argue with me. One of my maxims, the way I get through life and keep myself from killing myself, is one of my rules is don't get fish in a chicken restaurant. Don't get chicken in a fish restaurant. If you go to a place that serves a thing, don't get a different thing. So ostensibly, don't get waffles at a fried chicken restaurant, right? Don't get fried chicken in a waffle restaurant. However, the exception is that if a person knows how to make good fried chicken, they probably know how to make good waffles. Now, the vice versa might not necessarily be true, but you find somebody who makes good fried chicken, ask them, "Hey, can you also make waffles?" And if they say no, well, okay, I asked and answered, moving on. But if they say, "Yeah, actually, I can," you're probably in a very good place in your life, because then they will, and you'll eat them. And there's synergy there. Synergy. Wait, is synergy a Gem the Holograms thing? No, I can't remember.
Synergy is a good stripper name. That's it.
There we go. There's our distraction. This whole time I'm talking, I'm trying to find this sound clip that's related to fried chicken, which is why I keep extending this stupid, stupid subject. Is there anything else that you want to say, Joe, about fried chicken in a slow, measured tone before I find this goddamn sound clip and play it?
Just to tie a little ribbon around what you were just saying, even though what you were just saying is it's like a turd on a paper plate. I think I've used that term before. So let me put a bow on top of your turd on a paper plate and just say, if you have a chicken restaurant, don't eat waffles there. And if you have a waffle restaurant, don't eat chicken there, which I don't know if that's a good argument, but I could say this. If it's a chicken and waffles restaurant, then fucking go for it.
Fucking go for it. Keep talking, man. I like what you're saying.
Really? I didn't like it at all.
I'm not going to find this thing I'm looking for, and it's going to be so anticlimactic when I finally play it. This is terrible.
Well, how about this? Fried chicken is actually one of my favorite foods. I think it's great. And it's actually not bad. You'd think that fried chicken is bad for you, right?
Yeah.
I've kind of been talked out of that. I mean, it's got a lot of saturated fat and stuff, but I'm kind of getting on board with, actually, don't worry about the fat part. Like, just stop eating so much goddamn sugar and carbs. And okay, fried chicken has some carbs in it, but it's really just it's a lot of fat and it's a lot of meat. And don't be afraid of fried chicken. But if you have it with a fucking huge biscuit and it's a big old thing of mashed potatoes, that's when you're in trouble. And this is the health and nutrition episode where Joe Neal just advocated for the health benefits of fried chicken because he's an idiot. How's your fried chicken sound effect going or whatever?
It's terrible. I'm going to tell you, iTunes is the biggest piece of shit on a plate. You know what? Fuck it. I mean, you're just going to have to hear me work my way through this.
Mashed potatoes! Believe me, baby, believe me!
There it is. Okay, this is all I wanted to do. That's it. Fried chicken from Brack on Space Goes Coast to Coast. Fuck you, iTunes. Fuck you, Apple, and your $1 trillion. Literally $1 trillion they've got. Sons of bitches. Should we do an ad, Joe?
Yeah, you got an ad? Is it Larco again?
I got an ad.
Isn't it always?
It's always Larco.
How are we doing on time? Because I just want to bail off this sinking ship. Because we're starving.
This is what happens when we do it a day early. You know, we did a podcast like 3 days late and it was awesome. But because I asked us to do this a day early because I got some thing, this is what happens. Well, I've got the copy here. Oh, maybe this will make up for it. Oh, Jesus. These guys. I wish they would send this to me in advance. All right. I'm going to embarrass the crap out of myself with this one. This is so wrong. I can't believe I have to do this. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready? Out there in the desert, fighting the Empire all day, there's no free rides, no excuses. You already have 2 strikes against you. You're a rebel, and you're maybe a gunkin' too. Because of those 2 strikes, there are some people in this galaxy who will assume that you know less than you do. Hunger is the great equalizer. But when you go for some tacos at a store, the person giving you that taco don't want to hear your problems. But we do. Come on down to Larco's Tequila Jedi Cantina. Hang your lightsabers by the door and sit down to some of the finest Mexican dining in the whole galaxy, S.A. We got burritos, we got enchiladas, margaritas, but our specialty, Holmes, our specialty is chili. All right, we got Stormtrooper chili, Jawa chili, Sarlacc chili, Coruscant chili, we got Hoth chili, Bespin chili, we got Geonosis chili, we got Dagobah chili, we got Kashyyyk chili, Endor chili, we got Mon Calamari chili, we got Alderaan chili, Yavin 4 chili, Tatooine chili, we even got Bantha chili, Wampa chili, Tauntaun chili. Come on, you want chili? Come on in, chili lovers. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Come on in, chili lovers. And along with our fine dining, we're going to entertain you with some of the best live music from here at the Mos Eisley. On the microphone this week, we got Garth Vader. I have friends in dark places. We got Millennium Falco. Rock, 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 rock me Han Solo. And of course, we got Ariana Grande Moff Tarkin. I think it's time for a demonstration. The full power of this space station. Set a course Alderaan destination. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what are you waiting for, huh? Come on into Larco's Tequila Jedi Cantina. And may the knife and fork be with you, eh, say?
Hey, that was a crazy ad. You know what it made me think of? From Dusk Till Dawn.
Really?
Come on, they did that on purpurpose, right?
Who? What are you talking about?
Larco.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Wow, that was just a hodgepodge. Food, shout out to Star Wars, From Dusk Till Dawn.
And chili.
No? Yeah.
I think the reason you didn't do a montage this week, Joe, the reason you didn't do a argument for cancellation was because that ad was sufficiently an argument for cancellation.
All right, let's see if we can pull out of this. I think that that ad was very entertaining, and I'm going to try and – I'm going to be positive from now on. And I'm not just going to talk shit.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend that we have a really funny podcast – and we're just going to move forward with courage and positivity.
And the sound of the highway in the background wherever you're recording. Yes.
Yeah. That's an airplane, but yeah.
It's an airplane on the highway. Well, okay, we've got 20 minutes left to talk about food. And it's only uphill. It's only up from hill. Downhill from here, going up. Those two expressions don't go together. I'm not even drunk, Joe. What the fuck? God damn it.
What are you drinking? Are you eating anything? I was wondering. It's probably not good to eat while we're doing the podcast, but it is the food podcast.
Yeah.
But that would be, like, really disgusting to have us be all, like,
yeah. Yeah. No, I had chili Colorado for dinner right before the podcast, so.
Okay.
We got it through. This is a food thing. We got it through one of those Blue Apron type services. You know, you've heard Blue Apron and HelloFresh, yeah. And Gobble. So we're using one called Gobble, and they delivered us some chili Colorado. It's pretty good. Do you ever use one of those before?
I haven't, but I hear it's good stuff.
It's
I like
very
chili
convenient.
Colorado.
Yeah. This was I could only eat half of it. There's so much. They're getting free advertising here, and seriously, Blue Apron, and it wasn't Blue Apron, it was Gobble, but all of them are advertising on podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's always like, use our code at checkout.
Yeah, yeah, we would hear that a lot, too.
Yeah.
On a lot of the podcasts I listen to.
Hello yeah, Fresh, Blue Apron, all Blue Apron. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got good sponsors, those other podcasts.
Yeah, they've got good sponsors. They've got good ones. Pizza.
I didn't get any copy, but I am a Taco Bell manager, so maybe I should just plug my
okay, let's
my
hear
own business.
Do you want me to play the intro?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you want me to stop the music before I play the intro?
And I'd like you to walk me through it, motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to stop the music here. Here we go. All right, that's that. I'm going to turn up the levels for the intro. Okay, I did that. And now I'm going to go find the folder with the blah, blah, blah. Here it is. Arguments. Nope, not arguments. Add a word from our sponsor.
Come on down to Taco Bell, where you can get falupas, chalupas, tacos, burritos, the new taco burrito, taco burrito supreme, a flip chump wrap, double crunch with cheese, supreme, and anything else that will make you shit your pants in the next 10 minutes. Thank you.
Joey.
I right, told you I got nothing.
It's okay. It's my fault.
Here's my real Taco Bell ad. Ready?
Yeah. Really selling the Taco Bell stuff. This is I know what you're doing. I recognize this now. We got 20 minutes left before we hit an hour. Every podcast up until this point ran over. There's no way we're running over. As soon as you hit 60 seconds, we're out. And you're trying to sabotage this podcast so that I'm forced to record again with you tomorrow night, aren't you? Aren't you?
No. I mean, come on. I've got a scary food story. Come on. That's what we're here for, right?
You have one. Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, here's the thing. I think I've mentioned a couple times that my dad – I think he was a good dad, but there's a couple things that I thought were almost sadistic about his parenting style. And I realized that I think he did it. I think he did some of these things just for his own amusement, which was just – it's a very dark sense of humor. And I don't think he was really worried how some of this stuff would affect me. And some of the stuff was just cultural, like – and maybe this happened to you too. I don't know if your parents were smokers, but I would get terribly car sick in the back seat when I was a small child, even if there wasn't a cigarette being smoked. But my mother and father would, with the windows barely cracked, chain smoke, and my face would turn green, and I would even sometimes puke in the back of the car.
Wow.
And they were just kind of like, that's the way it is. Gotta smoke cigarettes. Gotta smoke them cigarettes. So, you know, goddamn, shame on you. Shame on both of you.
Yes.
And here's another thing. Shame on you, Dad, is I loved those little, Dolly Madison. You could buy a whole bag of mini donuts, powdered white donuts.
Oh yeah.
I loved it. And Dad would just kind of sit smiling, like kind of a subtly evil smile, like looking sideways at me, and watch me eat the whole fucking bag and get sick. I would love it. I'd make it to the bottom of the bag.
I can so picture what you're talking about. I've met your dad. Oh, Joe, I know exactly the look you're talking about. That half grin, sort of like, yeah,
kind of nodding, and he's asking me questions like, "It's pretty good, right?" Yeah. That's some tasty shit. And then around the like third to last donut, he'd say some shit like, he'd ask me some questions like, "That's how you feeling? How's your stomach doing? You doing okay? And it kind of like chuckle a little bit. All right, so that's one thing, and this builds up to another situation, and I don't know why he did this. Maybe we could kind of get to the bottom of what my father was doing to me or for himself. I don't know what the fuck. But he would be like, he knew that I loved Hormel chili. He knows that when I was a kid, give me some Hormel chili and like put some crackers and cheese and Tabasco in it. And I still love that, actually. Love it. But he also knew that I liked chocolate shakes, and we would make homemade chocolate shakes. So this would happen where I was like, oh man, Dad's awesome, somehow forgetting that he would watch me make myself sick eating an entire bag of donuts. I should have been like, Dad's not awesome, but he made me some chili, so Dad's awesome again. And then he'd be like, how about a chocolate shake? And then I'm like, okay, Dad, let's do this. And we would make a chocolate shake. It's, father, son, just having fun, doing whatever we want.
Yeah.
Screw it. We're going to have a chocolate shake. And then I would drink the chocolate shake, and I would get violently ill and puke. Check this out. Puke the entire mess out of my system into the toilet. Just the whole chocolate shake, the entire can of chili into the toilet, and walk out of the bathroom. My dad's got that same look on his face where he's looking at me sideways, and he's kind of slightly grinning, and he's like, "Yeah, it was a good meal, it was a good meal, right? Yummy." I'm like, "Oh my god!" And here's the really weird thing. Every once in a while, he would do that, and he'd be like, "You feel like some chili?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah." And this is by the time I'm, the donut thing, I was like maybe 8, 7 or 8.
yeah.
where he's giving me entire bags of donuts. The more I've never said this story out loud. Oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with my dad? Okay, so then after I puke it up once, the chili and shake, he goes, you know what? It's about dinner time. How about some Hormel chili? I'm like, that's great. And then I'd finish my chili and it'd be a long pause. And there's that look again. And he'd be like, I'm up for a shake. I don't know about you. And I'm like, I do. I really do want a shake. And he's like, let's do it. You want a shake? We're making a shake. I fucking make the shake, drink the whole shake, puke the shit up, walk out. And there he is. And he's like, it happened again. What do you know? That's amazing. That's terrible. Are you feeling okay? I'm like, yeah, I guess. And I'm kind of like looking with my eyes glazed at my dad. Like, I think thinking back at it, I'm like, am I safe with this man? Is he going to hurt me? And then that would be fine. Except that happened like four fucking times.
Aw.
So is the problem with my dad, or is there?
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
Just do I have a deep seated, like innate problem with just food and having no willpower? I mean, I was 12 at the time. I would just say, you know what? Let me. This story's going on a long time. but do you have any thoughts, by the way, before I keep rambling about very weird thing?
I can just picture your dad through this whole story. I can just picture him. He is the kind of guy who would. I mean, you know him better than I do, obviously, but I can't imagine him being the sort of person who will tell you, like, he catches you smoking cigarettes. He's not going to say, now you have to smoke the whole carton, and that will make you sick and you'll never smoke cigarettes again. He's the kind of guy who'd see you and go, here, have the whole carton. And he'd walk away with that smile, knowing he didn't have to do anything. You were going to do it to yourself. I mean, maybe deep down he thought he was teaching you something, which is, hey, don't eat shakes and chili and donuts, you fat fuck. Maybe. Not that you were fat,
but maybe that's giving him too much credit.
No, you think, okay.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do. Well, guess what? He failed. Because I continued to have no willpower and terrible eating habits throughout the rest of my life up until now. I'm starting to, like, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, so I'm trying to put, you know,
you're married.
Rein it in a little
you're
bit.
Married, Joe. Yeah. You don't have any self-control.
Gonna,
your wife keeps you.
I'm going to get diabetes. I'm going to have a heart attack. So, like, this is life or death shit now. Like, I need to rein it in. It's and look, I don't have any health problems, but I'm going to. If I just ate a bag of donuts and Hormel chili and a shake every night, I'd be dead in a week. And, like, I guess my dad would probably be there with that look on his face watching me die.
He'd be standing over the grave just looking at you, kind of shaking his head a little bit. Yeah.
Wow, that's how you feeling? Oh, you're dead.
Oh, you're dead.
That's bad. Yeah.
You know what's funny about the way you just said that? The way you just said that actually reminds me of our aunt, whose name I'm not going to say, but our aunt, both of us, our aunt, not my aunt, who's your mom, but our aunt, who is our dad's sister. How you feeling? Yes. You feeling okay? Oh, you're dead. Oh, I just can picture her saying that. Can you?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I can. Nobody knows what we're talking about. But
No, but it's a shitty podcast. Who fucking cares? Yeah.
There's something creepy going on in our family, though, I think we can safely say.
Well, and that's just
actually,
it. Go ahead. Well, I was just saying, I'm trying to picture my dad and what he would do in these situations. And he was the oldest of the three. And he's not like that. I'm not trying to tell you he's a saint. I'm just saying that he doesn't have that. Like, if he caught me eating a bag of donuts, he'd be like, give me those donuts. And he'd walk away and he'd eat them.
Well, I applaud your father. So he didn't get that kind of strange, what would I call it, paternal sadism? Like, it's crazy.
I don't know.
I have one more example. Can I get another example of this?
Now that absolutely.
I realize, like, here's another thing.
Yeah.
See, and I don't think he was trying to do anything except satisfy his own just strange, dark sense of humor.
Okay.
Really. I just think he thought it was morbidly fascinating that his son would sit there and make himself sick with, like, super unhealthy food. And then he would give me another chance to do it. And I think it got more and more amusing to him. But here's something that he used to do when he would make – my mom would be at work And it would be his night to, you know, cook the boys dinner. So it's me and my brother. And my brother's maybe, at this time, my brother is like 8 and I'm like 5. Or he's like 9 and I'm, you know, 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
So do the math. He's 3 years older than me. But anyway, my dad would make, you know, we lived in a down on Payne Street in Sevierville. We lived in a trailer park.
Yeah.
And it seemed like my dad was just into that culture because he would make us really white trash food. It would be like, and I still love this shit too, by the way. I think deep down I just am white trash, but he would make us stuff like, here's an egg sandwich with mayonnaise on it and some chicken noodle soup.
That sounds
good.
Or
he would be like, oh no, we're really going all the way this time, guys. It's your favorite. It's a grilled cheese with tomato soup. And that's just, I don't care. Maybe that's white trash, but that is just really good.
It is good. Yes, absolutely.
Here's the problem. My father would not allow us to get through the meal without suffering. And this, and he would love this. He would love it. Here's the thing. I would be eating soup or my little egg sandwich or whatever, and my dad would kind of get that same look on his face, but he would start – my dad knew that he could make just a weird kind of goofy face, especially when I was like 6 years old,
yes,
and make me laugh immediately. He wouldn't have to fucking say anything, nothing, and I would start laughing. So he would time that look for when I had a mouthful of soup.
Yes.
And then – so he would make the face. I would shoot soup and like noodles coming out of my nose and dangling and snot in my fucking soup, ruining my meal. And I don't believe I was crying because I was it was so funny, but
yes,
it was very unpleasant. There's soup coming out of my nose. There's snot. And then my brother, who is just trying to enjoy his meal, be utterly disgusted.
Yeah.
And he would become nauseous and couldn't eat the rest of his food. My dad's response to what he just created was out loud laughter. Like he had a belly laugh about that shit.
Yeah.
And then once I remember this, that it all comes to this, where he sat down with us and he told us what was going to happen in the next 10 seconds. And I'm sitting there with my soup and my sandwich, and my brother's sitting there like kind of like rocking back and forth, like just shaking his head no, like no, 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 no. And dad's like, yes, boys, here's what's about to happen. I'm going to look at Joe when he's trying to eat. He's going to shoot snot into his soup and the soup will splash on the table. Brian, you will witness this and you will get nauseous and I'm hoping barf on the table and it'll be the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And Brian's like, no, it's not going to. It's, by the way, my brother's name is Brian Neal.
Yeah.
And so he's rocking back and forth, you know, having been a victim of my father for longer than me.
Yeah.
And he's like, not this time, Dad. I'm going to eat my fucking sandwich and enjoy it. And he's like, and here we go. And the snot comes out the nose. Soup splashes because of the snot rocket into the soup. Brian actually, it was like Babe Ruth calling a home run. Brian actually fucking pukes half on the table, half on the floor. And Jesus. My dad raises his arms over his head and laughs maniacally.
Oh, so, goodness gracious.
Anyways, he was a great dad, right? tell me my daddy was okay.
I like him. In his defense, I don't know if it's much of an offense, obviously, but Joe, I remember when you were a kid, you were a giggly little guy. I don't know if you remember this story. It's not much of a story, really, but this incident where you and your brother, myself and my brother, our dads and our moms are all at a restaurant in, we might have been in Payneville or Payntown or whatever, I don't know. And you were like 6, 7 years old at the time, something along those lines. And the waitress had this really thick Western accent. And the whole time she's serving us, it's along this, y'all want some fries with that? Oh, let me refill your coffee. You just saw this. And you could not stop laughing at her accent. And you knew it was inappropriate. You knew that you shouldn't, because it would be embarrassing. But the harder you tried to not laugh, the more you did laugh. And then I can remember your dad had that look on his face, and so did my dad. Meanwhile, your mom and my mom are looking at them like, you evil fuckers. We will kill you. And me and my brother and your brother are like kind of confused, like, is this funny? Are we allowed to laugh? Am I gonna get spanked now because we're laughing? And you are just beet red. You're just like, and then you calm down a little bit, and she'd come back, and you'd be like, oh no. And then she'd say, y'all want some more iced tea? And then you'd be like, I do remember that.
I've always had a thing my whole life and it's still one of my favorite things. It's for no reason, or for a reason that doesn't make any sense, I will start laughing until there's a medical emergency and yes. I can't breathe. And it has nothing to do with the original thing that kind of triggered the laughter. It just becomes this condition, like this episode.
Yes.
And it does. It hurts. It hurts really bad. But there's something about it, though, that I can't really make it happen. If you try too hard to make something like that happen, yeah. you're bound to fail. But my dad could make me do that, and he could apparently make he had several ways to make me puke and my brother puke, and he could make me laugh and my brother puke at the same time. I felt like wow. I'm not proud to tell these stories, and my father should not be proud of himself. I've come to realize just after telling the stories.
Well, hopefully he'll listen to the podcast. He'll you know regret the torturous things he did to you in the name of entertainment. In his defense, he's the only person I know who makes bulldog gravy with fried eggs in it, and it's delicious. I love it. I mean, every time we go over there for like a Thanksgiving thing or whatever, and my wife is now at the point where she's like, hey, Doug. Hey, Dave. What's your dad's name?
Doug Neal. Doug Neal. You got
hey, darling Doug. She says, Doug Neal, are you going to make that bulldog gravy with the eggs in it? And he's like, gets that look on his face, that little smile, the one you're talking about. And she's just like, ooh. Yeah.
So, yeah, he makes really good biscuits and gravy, and he taught me how to do it. I'm trying to now maybe see if I can redeem my dad just really quick in the next few seconds.
Sure.
He did teach me how to make really good biscuits and egg gravy,
yeah.
And that's also how I learned how to juggle, because when he would do that,
yep.
And this is still – you've seen this
yes.
This entire tradition that we do, and that is we must juggle the eggs – until one and do tricks until one of the eggs is broken, and he did that since I can remember.
Yeah,
and that's cool. And I learned how to juggle that way, and now I am the dude that juggles the eggs.
Yes,
and so does he. We both juggle the
yeah.
eggs. So
guys,
isn't that sweet?
It
See,
is
he
sweet.
Wasn't just a sadist trying to make no. me laugh puke.
You guys juggle eggs and you wreck helicopters and make yep. each other puke. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And look where you are now, Joe. Manager of the third best Taco Bell in all of Davenport, Iowa. You did not get there because your dad, he didn't abandon you. He made you biscuits and gravy with eggs in it. And he made you appreciate the difference between a good bowl of chili and a bad bowl of puke.
And, I could be sitting here finishing off a bag of powdered donuts and just crying and saying, why, Daddy, why?
Yeah.
But it's Wednesday. That's fucking Tuesday.
Yeah. So, look, this episode was a disaster, but I think we got a couple good stories in there. You know, you got a little something off your chest, I think, Joe. Are you feeling better about having gotten that off your chest?
Actually, I do. Was it a food podcast, or was it just like me trying to learn about myself and like come face to face with the horrors of my life? Like, this is a rather therapeutic
I think
podcast.
Given the garbled mess at the beginning, my really terrible Mexican wannabe accent and Ariana Grande Moff Tarkin impression and your story, I think this was the puke podcast, not the food podcast.
Okay. Well, it's one thing is it was such a mess for so much of it that I feel I don't need an argument for cancellation. We just, you know, it just took care of itself.
Yeah, just took care of itself there.
And because the ad that I tried to improvise, I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to fucking listen to this podcast.
But you're going to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to listen to it, right? I can't listen to it. You have to listen to it. If you don't listen to it, why did we even do this?
I think we have to have a disastrous podcast every once in a while, meaning every week, 15 weeks in a row. So let's just do it again.
Just do it again.
What are you gonna eat as we close this off? This is the food episode. What are you eating for dinner? Because neither of us has had dinner. So what's your plan?
Well, I had chili Colorado. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to dip into my bag of M&Ms that I got at Costco. I'm not making this up. It's Costco. They don't even bother calling it party size, Joe. It's pantry size.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. You had chili Colorado for dinner tonight.
Yeah. What are you going to have?
You're going to have dessert, huh?
Yeah. What are you going to have?
I'm going to, and there's nothing funny about this, but I'm going to tell you, my favorite Mexican food is ground beef enchiladas. My favorite food when I was preteen was Hormel chili, followed by a chocolate shake, followed by horrifying vomiting. My favorite meal, and I'm going to have it tonight, pardon me, I'm drooling. I like a medium rare filet mignon that's kind of like, that's seasoned on the outside and kind of blackened on the outside.
Yeah.
With some steamed broccoli on the side. Oh. And a glass of milk, motherfucker. Oh. Medium rare steak and a glass of milk.
Oh, I have such a boner right now. Oh my god. That sounds so good. Yeah, I was going to try to find a way to turn it into a joke, but I can't. Well, I guess my boner is a joke, but anyway.
Well, your boner is a delicious tube steak.
Good night, everybody.
Hormel chili!